The Book Club at 91.7 on WVXU and WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. In the studio with me is a local author who has just a wonderful grasp of language and a new novel based in the Kentucky horse country. It's called Remember My Beauties, written by Lynn Hugo. Lynn, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark.
The Kentucky horse country, very close to my heart and the hearts of many here in the tri-state. Why did you decide that Remember My Beauties was going to be in Kentucky horse lands?
Well, I became familiar with the bluegrass area really first when my daughter did her undergraduate at Center College, which is in Danville, Kentucky. And then she did her graduate work at University of Kentucky. So we were doing a lot of running down to that area. And she now lives in Louisville, which is, of course, the home of Churchill Downs. And so we visit that area a lot. So you add an increasing familiarity with just the landscape and the beauty of that area with the fact that years ago, I used to have a horse and was a rider. So I have an affinity for horses and riding and horse care and the human animal bond. And I think I've always missed that connection. I still have a dog, of course. I say of course, which I suppose isn't really an of course, but we've always had dogs. So I wanted to revisit that, so that's really the answer.
Well, I know that the horses are at the center of Remember My Beauties, the beauties. Jewel, the main character's father, Hack, was a horse trainer and has trained horses, tried to raise thoroughbreds, never really successful at it. But, you know, the love of the horses is there, passed on to his daughter, who passed it on to her daughter.
Yes.
And it is that human-horse bond here. Now, I have not really spent a lot of time with horses or not done a lot of riding, but I feel they are creatures that are really close to us. When we have that relationship, that human-horse relationship is a very close bond.
Yes. I think there have been a lot of studies about the human-animal connection, and I don't think it's an overstatement to say the healing power of animals in that relationship and how they affect humans positively. Well, I used to work in a nursing home. I did animal-assisted therapy with my last Labrador retriever. And that got me very interested in that whole animal-assisted therapy field. And there is a field called equine-assisted therapy. Mm-hmm. And while this book certainly is not about formal equine-assisted therapy, I wanted to use that as one of the themes, that healing power of animals. So, yes, in answer to your question, yes, definitely. There is a very strong connection that develops, especially if someone feels that love for animals.
Well, Jewel is going through some trials and tribulations trying to take care of her parents and the horses at the same time. Her daughter Carly is a drug addict, and she's trying to get sober, and the horses play a role in the lives of both these women. For Jewel, I love there was one passage, if I'm trying to recall, where it says something about Jewel's talking about spending time with the horses, and it says, "I imagine God, they look at me the same way, whether I'd been a fine human being or petty and angry that day." And,
yes.
And that is something, I think, in that healing process that comes through a lot.
Yes. That's a passage I often read when I'm doing, at a bookstore or doing a reading. I know exactly the one you're talking about. Yes, it's that unconditional acceptance that people find with animals and in that love.
No, is that different with horses? That's why I was posing the question about horses, not having spent not that much experience with him, but I sense they're very intelligent. I mean, the time I have mm-hmm. spent with them, very, very mm-hmm. intelligent and, mm-hmm. and very observant. You know, they keep track of what's going on. I mean, horses as creatures are, yes. are right up there, I think, par with many human beings.
maybe more so than certain yes. ones that come to mind.
Yes.
I'm not sure if it's very different than what people experience with, for example, their dogs. So I'm not sure I can speak to very well. Certainly that same kind of connection and responsiveness is there.
I'm speaking with Lynn Hugo, author of Remember My Beauties, a new novel set in the bluegrass of Kentucky in horse country, talking about horses and our relationship with horses that are at the core of this new novel. You can learn more about the book at our website, wvxu.org. And the horses do play a primary role in here, but this is a lot about family. And poor Jewel, I have to say, while I was reading Remember My Beauties, there were times I was right there with Jewel and mm-hmm. getting angry at mm-hmm. some of her family members. There were other times with other characters that it was just breaking my heart. Mm-hmm. How do you come up with these wonderfully nuanced characters? Because, I mean, this family, I won't say it's stereotypical, but, you know, there's that family dynamic taken a little bit above average there. Where did you come up with this family here in the horse farm in Kentucky?
I think families come to crisis points. And so dynamics that are there often in many families are just heightened. And I think often we don't know what I think you see in this family. And because the story is told from multiple points of view, what the reader sees is how often the different characters really don't know what's happening with the other character, inside the other characters. Mm-hmm. That each person really only has their piece of the story, their piece of the truth, and that we don't really understand what's going on when there's hurt. How often we don't listen well enough and pursue far enough. And so things break down, as they did in this family. And what I really wanted to show with this novel is that at points of crisis, often people do change when things seem like they're completely falling apart and there's no hope. The most unlikely people can step in and step up and grow and evolve. And I think that's an important thing to remember. So I wanted it to be both a novel about the healing power of animals, but also about how people grow, and that sometimes crisis is a catalyst for people evolving, changing, and it can bring out the best in the most unlikely characters.
Well, I have to say, yes, likely indeed in this family. And I wanted to ask, you know, maybe which family member came first? Because there's Jewel, the main character, her second husband, Eddie, who has a couple of kids from his previous uh-huh. marriage, along with her kids, along with Hack and Luetta, Jewel's parents.
Yes.
Luetta is in a wheelchair and Hack is blind, so he has difficulty there, so they have challenges. Then there are good for nothing brother Cal shows up
yes.
again, and it's just amazing how, while not necessarily viciously evil, it's interesting to see how they can be bad even when they don't know they're being bad. I guess you could say, but that's a family dynamic, right?
Yes, exactly.
And
exactly.
In looking at these, I mean, was there a character that came to light first? Did you decide it would be the drug addicted daughter, or was Jewel? It was Jewel.
Well, because Jewel, you know, she's the. I wanted a member of the sandwich generation. She's taking care of her parents, and she's taking care of her daughter. She's taking care of stepchildren. She's carrying a full-time job. And I think a lot of women are in that situation. And she feels it's all on her shoulders. And I think a lot of women feel that way. When she hits that breaking point, I don't think she ever would have believed that other people would step in and step up, mm-hmm. you know? And yet, ultimately, they did. And it really was their growth that occurred, because it had to. But it wouldn't have happened if she hadn't, in essence, quit.
Been the catalyst for further change.
Yeah. And certainly the horses, you know, the presence of the animals, the horses, that was a catalyst for Carly's healing. Mm-hmm. So Carly, being the drug-addicted daughter, you know, she became so involved in caring for the horses, so that made a huge difference in her life. But she, you know, she had to. She was needed.
Remember My Beauties, the new novel from Lynn Hugo. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. I was transported by your language, Lynn. I love your descriptions of the fences around the pastures and how they stitch together that Kentucky quilt. I love your description of there was one time Luetta was talking about Jewel's hair after Jewel cut her hair and said something that looked like a summer hailstorm had gone awry through her head or something. I can't remember the exact line. I'm sorry I butcher your language.
Right.
But these lovely lips that I recognize as being part of Kentucky culture. How did you absorb those?
Oh, wow. That's a hard one to answer. You know, I
could imagine the fences. You talk about spending a lot of time in the traveling, and I love, you know, going past those verdant green pastures and those long stretches of either stone wall or fence. And but you know, some of those, I guess you would call them colloquialisms that just fit the story so well.
Well, my first, I haven't done it in quite a while. My first two books were poetry, so you know, I think I've always written fiction with a poet's eye, and I write literary fiction, and so I pay a lot of attention to crafted language. And when I write dialogue, I always try to capture how people really speak. That's really the best answer I can give you.
Just a lot of careful listening is what you're saying.
Careful listening and really trying to capture the cadence of real speech well.
And without going overboard with the accent, too. I appreciated that and Remember My Beauties. You know,
yes.
I felt the rhythm of the Kentucky drawl, but I did not.
It's more than a dialect, yes.
Yeah. So that was really. So I'm interested in reaction to Remember My Beauties, because I could imagine that the people who are horse people would be attracted to that interaction with the animals. And I have to tell you, some of the most moving stuff I read in Remember My Beauties were when we were inside the minds of the horses, and the horses are talking about she, and she didn't show up today, and it at times just was breaking my heart, Lynn. Oh. I'm curious about, you know, reaction. You know, what has been reaction to Remember My Beauties?
Yeah, people have loved those sections, and I thought those were a literary risk, and I've been thrilled to see that people have loved that. And you're right about horse people. I was very, very, very careful to make sure. I did have an expert in horse rehabilitation read the book to make sure that I had all of this about Spice's injury. Spice, by the way, the horse Spice is modeled. That's the one. He's modeled after my own horse,
okay.
who was a half Arab, half quarter horse named Spice. And then the other horse's charisma is modeled after a dear friend of mine horse. And Dance was her second horse, the foal that was born. And let's see, I also had a vet, Jody Duff, an Oxford veterinarian, read the novel to make sure that I had no veterinary mistakes in it.
Well, it's good. I mean, after reading the book, I have to say, I almost feel I could take care of a horse now from watching Jewel and Carly seeing the routine
but
there.
You know, I wanted to make sure it wasn't overly technical and it didn't get bogged down in, you know, horse minutia. Yes, exactly. But I didn't, to the extent that a horse people were going to read it, I sure didn't want any mistakes in it. It's very important to me.
Well, you did a wonderful job, even for people who aren't horse people.
Thank you. Just know
enough to be really dangerous. So.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for the story, and thank you for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really, really enjoyed it.
Remember My Beauties by Lynn Hugo, available where books are sold. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. A beautiful, beautiful story set in the bluegrass of Kentucky. It will just keep you enthralled from beginning to end. This is the Book Club at 91.7.